What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome back inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined once again by NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, Eagles fans are very, very excited to hear your thoughts on this free agent wide receiver group. Let's start with the biggest name on the market, Alshon Jeffrey.
Well, let's just start with this. This is my opinion. I feel very strongly about it. When you have a really good young quarterback, you must get him weapons. So the Eagles must, whether it's free agency and or the draft, probably both, they must get receivers for competition. Has to happen. And Alshon Jeffrey, to me, is a fascinating player. Here he's on the outside here with a receiver in the slot. But one thing we've seen Jeffrey do a lot of is also line up as the X-ISO receiver, the single receiver on the backside of either two receivers or three receivers. And that's what the Eagles need. They need a receiver who can line up as the single receiver and win. And even though he's not doing that here, this is very representative of Jeffrey making contested catches versus man coverage. That's what Jeffrey can do. He's very good at that. The Eagles need that in their offense. They need a wide receiver on the outside who can win, however that is.
Another player that a lot of fans are very excited about from Western PA,
yeah.
And that's a guy who came into the league as a quarterback with the Oakland Raiders, Terrell Pryor, formerly of Ohio State.
And he's a fascinating player. And it's funny, you see him here, he's going to run a slant, catch the ball on the move, and then show his athleticism. And keep in mind, he's close to 6'5". He really had a good year as a receiver, really playing it full time for the first time. But you see the athleticism and the movement. It's hard to believe he's close to 6'5" when you see him move like that. So he's a fascinating player within the context of what the Eagles do. A lot of short passing game, as we know, where they want their receivers to catch and then run after catch. Pryor kind of fits that mold.
Some Eagles fans may be familiar with this name. DeSean Jackson with the Washington Redskins can still run.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He gives you that dimension, and that's a dimension the Eagles so desperately need. They need the dimension of verticality and speed in their offense. They did not have that in Carson Wentz's first year starting as the quarterback, and DeSean Jackson can still run by corners. That's what he is, and that dimension is critical in the NFL.
And one player that I thought has always complemented receiving corps very, very well, Deshaun's old teammate in Washington, Pierre Garçon, did it with Indianapolis, then with the Redskins.
Yeah.
Tell us about Pierre Garçon.
Well, the play that we've chosen here is so representative of Pierre Garçon because he's still a big guy. He's physical. He's very good in the short to intermediate passing game. He still has some run after catch ability, as you see here. I mean, look at the physicality. Look at him use his hands to create separation. Probably most of his career he'd be labeled a possession receiver. With him, that's not a negative connotation at all. He's physical. He catches the ball. And you know where he works particularly well? In the middle of the field. And that's something the Eagles also need.
Has always been a thorn in the side of the Eagles secondary. Has been very, very effective during his years in Washington. Let's transition now to a player came into the league as a first-round pick out of Rutgers, one of the most physically gifted receivers in the league in Kenny Britt.
And, you know, as we talked about, his wide receivers coach now, Mike Rowe, is here in Philadelphia. Kenny Britt is a really talented guy. Many Eagles fans may remember a number of years ago when he was with Tennessee having a huge game. I believe Sean McDermott was the defensive coordinator at that time. And Britt, you know, he gained over 1,000 yards this year with a quarterback situation that was, to be kind, in flux.
Not ideal.
With the Los Angeles Rams. But he's big, he's long, he can run, he can still get vertical. He's a very intriguing prospect and probably is not going to demand big-time dollars the way an Alshon Jeffrey might. So he's a name, in my view, to watch.
A lot of analysts in the media are kind of going back and forth on what kind of money will Kenny Stills demand on the open market.
Yeah.
A guy like DeSean Jackson, a little bit younger, can run and offer some verticality, as you put it, to an offense.
Yeah, and I think that's important here, and I think he's somewhat limited in that regard. That's what his game is. You don't sign Kenny Stills to be the so-called number one receiver, because I know a lot of people like to talk about number ones or number twos or number threes. You don't sign him to be a number one. He's a piece. He's sort of your speed guy, your vertical guy. He can give you some big plays, but you have to be careful in understanding how Kenny Stills can be best utilized and deployed within an offense.
One player that's been doing it in the NFL, Greg, and this will be the last player we talk about for a long time, Anquan Boldin, started as a second-round pick out of Florida State, has bounced around the league and has been productive wherever he's been.
Might be a Hall of Famer, Fran. I mean, this guy's been doing it, like you said, a long time. He's been in Super Bowls. He's won Super Bowls. He's a really tough physical player, great hands, sets a tone for an offense. That's the thing about a guy like Anquan Boldin, is he sets a tone for an offense. He's very, very physical. Now, you could make the argument that the Eagles don't necessarily need that kind of receiver with what they have now, that they really need a little more explosiveness, but Bolden's been doing this a long time, and if he wants to continue to play, he always adds something to a receiving core.
Fans are very, very excited to see which direction Eagles will go in addressing the wide receiver position this offseason. We appreciate your insight here inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Stay tuned for more as we continue breaking down this free agent class.